Hi, Bridget. So what's happening now?
We're doing a campaign where we're lobbying, we're asking the Indian president for her help to try and move the situation in Pondi Municipal Dump. There's been a court case taken to Chennai High Court a year ago, and politically that's quite stuck. So the idea was to send postcards from Oroville and from the villages around that are being affected. So this is a real cross-community campaign. The women's groups in the schools in the village are actually also doing it in Edinchavity, Moritondi and Kotakarai as well. And the schools in Oroville, and now today and tomorrow we're outside the solar kitchen and we're asking people to fill in the postcards, basically just to say how the dump is affecting them. And we're asking for her support to help stop the burning and to put in a proper waste management system.
Okay, so you're going to send all these postcards to this president?
Yes, we're going to, first of all...
Sorry, what's your name?
Angad.
Yeah, come. So it's who have this idea to send this?
First of all, it was Satya, who's a Tamil newcomer who took the case to Chennai High Court. So he feels the case is very stuck, so he had the idea, well, why not ask the Indian president for help?
We've managed to get a company that will come and clean up the dump, in the sense that they will finish the composting in a nice way so that it doesn't burn, and remove the compost. This will stop the methane production. And if that stops, then it shouldn't burn anymore. And there should be a lot less, and there won't be smell. But this proposal has been stuck in front of a minister for more than 4 months. But I was told yesterday that they've cleared it. But I don't believe it until they are here.
What happened yesterday?
Yesterday I got the news that the minister had cleared the file and that they were going to invite the company to do the work. And we have arranged this about 6 months ago. But I said, I don't believe it until the company actually comes. So in the meantime, we're doing everything else we can, which is send postcards to the president, create awareness in the newspapers amongst the local people, and hope that something more will happen.
But is there this kind of initiative like that in India, where many people send postcards to a president, or is...
No, but if you look around, you'll see in many cities, many people are taking initiatives. And the fact that we're also taking it and it gets publicity is very good, because other people hear about it and they feel that they can also do something. And when this spreads around a lot of cities and a lot of young people get involved, then something's bound to happen. And this actually affects, I researched it, there are over 5,000 cities that have a population of more than 1 lakh in India. And these are class A cities or towns, and they all have municipalities, and they all are supposed to clean the garbage under the law that was passed 10 years ago. And it hasn't been happening, and nowhere is it happening. And this affects some, I believe it's around 300 to 350 million people in these cities. And the amount of garbage that's produced in these cities in a year is about 50 million tons. And this represents, I calculated, 2.5 billion cubic meters of methane a year that we're producing from our garbage for no real reason, except we haven't bothered to manage it properly. And by properly, I mean in a very simple way. It doesn't require rocket science or very big technology. It's just separating the garbage and composting it and sorting it out and recycling it, and then you have very little left to landfill. So
maybe Oroville have a challenge maybe to bring for the bioregion.
I don't know if Oroville is so fantastic or so great. Sometimes we tend to think we are very big, but we are not. We are just a small community. But if we do something that works or that's heard, it's a nice thing. It's all.
And also, this initiative has come from the bioregion, because it was the Saral Youth Club in Edinchavity who had the idea to do this campaign today.
It's not come from Oroville, this idea.
So we're supporting, but the idea actually came from the village. Okay. So they're leading us today.
Can you tell us a bit what people are writing on this postcard? We can take one example? Or it's a secret.
Out of the box. People are writing things like, we can't breathe, there's lots of dioxins in the air, please help us to stop. Mr. President, please help us to stop the burning of solid waste near Pondicherry Airport since we can't breathe at home or in school. Yes. Or Mrs. President, you're right. Yes, it's written Mr. here, but it's Mrs. Yeah.
Ah, it's
Madam, Mrs. Madam President.
Oops, yeah. I wrote Mr.
Proactive and telling
people that it's Madam, yes.
How many when did you start this?
We started it only about 3 days ago, so there's a lot in the schools at the moment. We gave out 200 to the women's group in Eddie and Shavity yesterday, so this is our first day here in Oroville. So this has been what's picked up today in Oroville.
And for how long is going to be here in the Solar Kitchen?
We'll be here today and tomorrow. And yeah, we're hoping to post them all on Monday so that they land on her doorstep on Earth Day on Thursday.
Do you have an idea what you want to write, or it's secret?
It's a secret.
It's a love letter?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I haven't seen a photo yet, though.
Okay. Hey, maybe you should put the photo on.
Dear Madam President, please help us to stop the burning of plastic and other waste so close to Oroville. We need your help. Yours sincerely.
Well, Nicolai, can you tell us what did you write?
I wrote, Dear Mrs. President, please help us to clean the earth, water, air and air from all the waste that comes from Pondicherry garbage dump. Please help us so we can help you to make India great, clean and healthy. Please do what you can.